Well, a group of Year 7 students has banded together to create a prosthetic hand for one of their classmates. Lois Agnello was born with only part of her left hand, so her fellow students from the Nature School in Port Macquarie have used a design from the Australian charity Free 3D Hands, which develops assistive devices. Now, they've taken their project all the way to a youth summit in Japan in the hope that they can print limbs for other kids in need. Joining me now from Tokyo is student Zion Cook, who's been leading the group, and his science and technology teacher, Lloyd Godson. Zion, what's Tokyo like for you?
Tokyo is just incredible. The culture here is just so different to what it is in Australia. Everyone's just so nice, and just being at this summit, you can really see the community.
Tell me about how this idea came about to print a prosthetic hand for your classmate.
Well, it all started back in term one of the school year, where the year sevens were learning about empathy. And Loey had this video from ABC that really showed empathy in design and innovation. So she showed it to the class, and then we were all kind of moved by it and wanted to see if we could do something like this. So from there, we reached out to Matt Botel, the lead person of Free 3D Hands, and from there we printed it during all of our lunch breaks on Thursdays and Fridays.
Lloyd, as a teacher, what's it been like watching this curiosity develop into real growth for the kids in the class, by the sounds of it?
Oh, look, the growth in these students has been astronomical this year. And Jess and I, we're over here as teachers, we've been pretty proud this week as we've watched them, you know, engage with students from 32 different countries from around the world and all these different cultures, and broken down those language barriers and shared their stories of change from around the world. So it's been, you know, this is the reason I teach. This is the stuff that you live for as a teacher, and it's just been absolutely beautiful to see all the students shine in different ways over here during the week. So, yeah, couldn't be prouder of them.
Before you even reached the summit, just arriving in Japan, was it fun watching the kids getting their minds blown just by being in such a different place, Lloyd?
Yeah, I mean, for one of our students, it was the first time on a plane. So that was a pretty big step, you know, from not being on a plane to jumping on an international flight to a mega city of over 30 million people. Mm. And arriving, our first stop out of the bus from the plane was at the world's busiest train station. So that was pretty eye-opening. It's like jumping in the deep end for them. And they've just navigated this place so well. We've been up to Hakone and seen Mount Fuji on a beautiful, clear day. And kind of ended last night. It was fantastic. We took two of the local Japanese students out to a karaoke place, and we sung until 11 o'clock last night. So that was a beautiful way to finish. And, yeah, it was actually pretty emotional saying goodbye to these new friends that, you know, a few days later, were strangers. So, yeah, so beautiful.
What's the material?
So it's 3D plastic filament that's also biodegradable. So it's made from this cornstarch material, so it'll actually biodegrade back into the environment. And it's, yeah, just 3D filament, different kinds. Some are, like, more stretchier than others to make the hand bend and work correctly, though.
Mm. What are the next steps? What are the plans from here, Zion?
From here, I think all of us really want to just keep going with this project, keep reaching out to Matt and having conversations with him on how the hand can be improved, because recently we did a Zoom call with him and his engineers, and from the hand that we made, we gave him feedback on what could be improved by it. So he brought his most recent prototype to Japan for us to give even more feedback. So keep working on it and improving the design to make it better for everyone. And we also I think we want to make more hands and help Matt in the process of delivering hands around the world to people in need.
Pretty fantastic and amazing experience for the kids. Zion, thank you very much for being my guest.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And teacher Lloyd Godson, you've almost got them home safely. Thank you very much.
It's been really nice.
That's Lloyd Godson and Zion Cook there from the Nature School in Port Macquarie, a group of students who came about the idea of trying to help out a classmate by building a prosthetic hand via 3D printing. They've now been at a global youth summit in Japan.